I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. When you talk about the annual Telluride Film Festival, you have to make at least one reference to the altitude, 8,725 feet for the movie venues on the streets of the old mining town in the Colorado Rockies, 9,545 feet for one theater at the top of a gondola ride. But there's also the question of attitude, what a movie lover brings to the festival and takes away from it. The attitude I brought this year is that the long-term prospects for movies as we know them are uncertain. The mainstream movie business has lost its memory and heart. Now it's in danger of losing its audience while independent production is struggling for its life. And the attitude taken away? Well, the long-term prospects for movies as we know them are uncertain. But fine features and documentaries are still getting made. Actors can be sorcerers. The heritage of our film culture is rich, and the movie medium retains its singular power to excite, inform, and delight us. The most powerful sorcerer's spell was cast at Telluride by Forrest Whitaker as Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland. The movie is a first feature by Kevin MacDonald, and it's remarkable for its verve and density of detail. But Whitaker's portrait of the mad Ugandan dictator is enormous, mercurial, and endlessly seductive. It's one of the great performances of modern movie history. The Lives of Others, a political thriller from Germany, is also a first feature. The writer-director Florian Henkel von Donnersmarck has managed to illuminate one of the darkest corners of East Germany's history, the activities of the Stasi, the secret police, with a dramatist's zest for complexity and a showman's instinct for a terrific tale. The movie's as timely as it is timeless, since it's all about eavesdropping and surveillance. Meera Nair, the Indian director of Monsoon Wedding, showed her new film, The Namesake, and it is a glory on a huge, colorful canvas. This dramatization of the immigrant experience is strikingly original, heartfelt, superbly acted, and deeply satisfying. The festival had its inevitable stinkers, beginning with a film called Fur, a surreal take on the life of the photographer Dion Arbus. Nicole Kidman and Robert Downey Jr. did what they could with their starring roles, but the film's Beauty and the Beast conceit is as lifeless as it is pretentious. On the other hand, Babel has energy to burn and a stylistic elegance that sustains itself through 142 minutes of explosive action, a surfeit of ideas, and an intricate three-part plot turning on a single moment of random violence. The film was directed by Alejandro González Iñárritu from a script by Guillermo Arriaga. They gave us the phenomenal Amores Perros, but this one is a mixed blessing, sometimes enthralling and sometimes shamelessly, although very cleverly manipulative. Two Kisses, in two very different films, titillated Telluride's movie-smitten throngs. One was infamous, Douglas McGrath's problematic, though certainly interesting dramatization of the same events covered in last year's Capote. This time around, Truman is played with wonderfully weird brio by the English actor Toby Jones, while the killer Perry Smith is played extremely well by another Englishman, Daniel Craig. All I'll tell you now is that Truman and Perry are kisser and kissee. The other film was Venus, a witty comedy with Peter O'Toole as an aged but valiant actor named Morris. It's a wonderful performance, tough-minded, funny, and tender. The kiss in this case is bestowed by Morris on a teenage working girl played by Jodie Whittaker. She's young enough to be his great-granddaughter, but she has aroused in the old coup a sunset surge of erotic longing. Venus is a nosegay to acting and to not acting one's age. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the Wall Street Journal's film critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.